Back in 2012, when the Supreme Court upheld most of President Obama's signature health care law, Wendy Alderson hoped the ruling would mean good things for her family.
I know what I would hope that it would do for us, and I hope that it would basically just bring down the cost of our health insurance.
That was an interview Alderson did with KCAW in June 2012, right after the Supreme Court decision cleared the way for the Affordable Care Act to go into effect. Alderson and her husband are commercial fishermen. They own their own boat, a combination freezer troller and longliner. And for the past decade, they bought a very basic health insurance plan. They paid over $12,000 a year to cover Alderson, her husband, and their daughter. The plan had a deductible of about $2,500 per individual, meaning that's how much they'd have to pay before the insurance kicked in.
You know, sometimes I felt like I couldn't afford to go to the doctor because I had to pay my health insurance bills.
The insurance only covered major events like hospitalization, not preventive care or routine doctor's appointments. This is what Alderson told us in 2012.
It's wondering whether you should go to the doctor or not. It's knowing that it's $200 to walk into a doctor's office, and you may or may not have a prescription that's going to be $45 to $50. You know, it's kind of scary having a sick kid and thinking, okay, are you sick enough to go to the doctor? You know, is your earache going to be gone in the morning?
So now that the Affordable Care Act is actually going into effect, we checked back to see if it was living up to her expectations. And at first, Alderson actually didn't think the act would do much for her family. In fact, she wouldn't even have looked for a new plan, but her current insurance costs suddenly increased from about $1,100 a month to $1,400 a month, or $15,000 a year, just for catastrophic insurance.
I decided I better get on the stick and take a look at what was available.
So she logged into healthcare.gov, the new online health insurance exchange. And were you surprised when you
realized? Oh, I was astounded.
Her new plan will cost about half as much as her old one.
Honestly, too good to be true thing for me. It's like, wow, really?
The new plan is actually quite similar to her old plan, but instead of paying $1,400 per month, she'll pay just $680. In total, it will cost $7,000 this year instead of $15,000. That's because Alderson's family qualifies for a tax credit. Families that make up to four times the federal poverty level can qualify for tax credits and subsidies that cover part of the cost of health insurance bought on the exchange. So in Alaska, a family of three making up to about $98,000 can be eligible. Alderson said the change is a big deal for her family.
This is really going to help, you know. We were paying more for our health insurance. This last time, if we had just gone ahead and stepped it up and paid this increase, we'd have been paying more for our health insurance than we would for our mortgage.
Still, Alderson said the new system isn't ideal. She had hoped that the act would reduce the cost of health insurance by introducing new efficiency and accountability into the world of healthcare.
That is not the case. The case is the plan still costs the same. It's the government subsidizing those of us who qualify. And so I do understand that now, and that's a little bit of a bummer because it's just more subsidies. But I also feel that paying, you know, $700 a month is, for a catastrophic plan, is still a good chunk of money. I don't feel like I'm getting anything for free. So I'm pretty pleased.
Sitka resident Dan Evans is also self-employed.
I am a photographer and I am a home inspector as well.
Evans hasn't had health insurance for most of the past 5 or 6 years. For the past 3 years, he tried to enroll in insurance, but he was denied because of pre-existing conditions. He finally got insurance this past December. He paid $400 a month for a catastrophic plan with a $10,000 deductible.
Really, the only time you'd ever use it is if you really got hurt or sick real bad.
The issue of health insurance weighed so heavily on his mind that he was considering giving up his photography business.
I've been self-employed for like 25, 30 years now, and I actually started kind of looking for jobs that could give me insurance, even though I don't want them. But I just feel, I see a lot of my friends and other people when they're getting up there, things happen, and I just kept thinking that I was kind of, something might happen to me and I could have everything taken away.
Like Alderson, Evans at first thought that the Affordable Care Act wouldn't change anything for him. He tried navigating the Health Exchange website himself and got discouraged.
And then my wife, she heard that Andrea was helping people over at Search with this.
That's the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Sitka. Search Outreach Manager Andrea Thomas has been helping people navigate the website. She worked with Evans to find a plan that will cost him just $189 a month. The deductible is $1,500. Were you surprised?
Oh, way surprised. I actually said to Andrea, I said, Andrea, you got to stand up right now. I got to give you a hug because this is unbelievable. She knew I was really happy.
Evan said the new plan is literally life-changing.
Yeah, I know. I was checking with the city. I was checking with the state. And I really don't want to do that. The only reason I was doing it is to get medical coverage. But now I don't have to. I can keep doing what I'm doing and not worry anymore.
As for Wendy Alderson, we asked what her family will do with the money they're no longer spending on health insurance.
Pay bills. Nothing glamorous, sadly. You know, it'll be nice to just know that I don't have to struggle to come up with money to, you know, pay bills.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.